man, today's run was terrible. I never felt good. It was miserable from the start. I quit early, and I just wanted to tell you about it. Episode 310 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, don't be a hater. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, instead of asking for a favor to, well, I guess I'm asking for a favor anyway today, but instead of asking for something that you can do to help me, I want to flip the script a little bit. You guys have done so much. I mean, just above and beyond with helping out and supporting the continued growth of the show, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it more than I can possibly say in words. So, I could keep trying to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But what I'd like to do today is kind of flip the script, like I said, and ask if there's something that I can do to support you. How can I pay you back a little bit? If you have a blog or a website or something like that I can shout out or link to or reference on social media, let me know. If you've got a podcast or a YouTube channel or something like that I can leave a review or subscribe or anything that I can do to pay it back a little bit. That's kind of how I want to start the show today. What can I do to support you? You guys, like I said, have done a great job of supporting me, and hopefully you'll continue. But whether you do or not, I want to support you guys. So let me know what I can do to support you and whatever it is you're doing, running or even beyond running. I'm happy to do so. So let's get started with today's episode. Today I want to talk a little bit about haters. And more specifically, ourselves as the haters. This was a topic that was suggested on Twitter this week, and actually suggested and seconded and thirded and fourthed, and a lot of people kind of struggle with this. And to be honest, I'm happy to talk about it, but it's something that I struggle with as well. So this is me offering some suggestions, offering some tips on kind of the self-hate, the negative self-talk that I know I'm very guilty of, and I think maybe it's part of the human condition. What we can do to kind of overcome that. And again, I'm not the expert because I still struggle with it, but it's definitely something that I'm working on and have seen improvement on over the last 8 to 10 to 12 months, something like that, of consistent effort. So I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I would imagine that most of you guys and most people in general, just from the people that I do know, tend to struggle with looking at always wanting to be perfect or never being good enough for ourselves. And it's something that is funny to me because, I'll go out of my way to support other people, to encourage them. Maybe if somebody has a bad race and try to find a positive, kind of look for what is one of those positive aspects. Yet for myself, and I've talked about this on the show before, I can have a great race or I can have a great workout and I'll nitpick and I'll find something that that wasn't quite quote unquote perfect. And then I'll lynch onto that and be like, God, I could have done better. How many times have I mentioned that the half marathon I ran where, the goal was to go under 145 and ended up at 145.04. And I was pissed about those 5 seconds that I was off. Never mind the fact that it was a 7-minute PR, I should have been ecstatic. Yet it took me weeks to get over, not necessarily get over the disappointment, but to be able to laugh about it more like I am now. Yet I still keep going back to it. So it's still something that digs at me. And why is that? Why are we like that? Why do we do that to ourselves? I wish I had that answer. I wish I had that answer, and I don't. And I'm not going to try to pretend like I do. But what I am going to talk about today are a few tips, a few things that I do to try to turn the tide, to try to break the habit of that kind of hating. Really of being a hater against myself, and try to the things that I'm doing to try to turn the voice from such a negative voice and a negative influence in my own head to trying to be a little bit more positive. And like I said, these things are working. It's not an instant fix. It's like a lot of things. There is no instant fix. And it's a process, and it's something that I have to continue to work at. But the more that I'm focused. And the more that I talk about it and share it, and thank you for those that suggested this on Twitter, because it forces me to talk about it even more. And it makes it even more something that's at more of the forefront of my mind. And hopefully if it's something that you struggle with, maybe after today, it'll be at the forefront of your mind as well. And again, hopefully a couple of these tips will help you to improve on silencing that inner hater. Because let's be honest, I mean, we're always going to have that voice in our head. We're always going to have that inner person, that inner dialogue, which I guess technically is more of an inner monologue, but you know, we're always going to have that voice in our head. The trick is turning that voice into a positive voice instead of a negative voice, because the two can't coexist. It's like light and dark. It can either be light or it can be dark. It can't be both. And so, you know, if we can have a positive voice, it's not going to be negative. And that's what's going to help us to be better people, to be better runners, to be better spouses, to be better, just, you know, better employees, better owners, like just better everything. If we can just be more positive, or at least less, again, more self-positive, just get out of our own way. Stop hating on ourselves. So what are some things that you can do to kind of quiet your inner hater? I think the first thing that I did, and would be a suggestion, something that I would encourage you to try to do as well, is to stop comparing yourself to others. And I fully recognize that this is easier said than done. But what I've done to try to do this is with social media. And just keep this in mind, you know, when you're seeing things on social media, 9 times out of 10, you're seeing the other person's highlights. So, you know, I couldn't tell you the last time that I raced to Twitter after a run and said something to the effect of, man, today's run was terrible. I never felt good. It was miserable from the start. I quit early and I just wanted to tell you about it. Maybe you send some tweets out like that. Maybe I should send those tweets out, because I certainly have those days, but I couldn't tell you the last time that I did that, or the last time that I saw a tweet or a blog post or an Instagram photo with a watch that was like, you know, this is something like 2 miles, 38 minutes, and just a frowny face or something like that. You know, I haven't seen those types of posts. What do I see? Had a great run this morning, loved every minute of it, an easy 15 miles in the mountains, in the foothills, blah, 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 blah. You know, the picture of the watch with, 8 minute pace and you ran 17 miles, or the treadmill dashboard that shows 10 miles in 80 minutes or 90 minutes or whatever it is. I mean, just, it's always something that's like, I'm proud of this, which is cool. I'm glad you're proud of it. And I'm not trying to tell you to not post those things. What I'm saying is I have learned that if I stop comparing, you know, if it's a day that I have just a shitty run and then I look at social media, I don't need to compare those two runs, my bad run and somebody else's great run. Because there's going to be days that I have a great run, and whether or not I post it to social media is one thing, but that same person maybe has a bad run that day. And they're probably not going to post it. So just remember that the stuff you see on social media are often the highlights. All right. And we're so well aware of our own lowlights. And we're sometimes aware of our own highlights. But, the ratio of our highlights to our lowlights is probably the same as the ratio of everyone else's highlights to lowlights. People just aren't as willing to share the lowlights for obvious reasons. And I'm not trying to tell everybody to go ahead and share every crappy run that you have and every crappy thing that happens to you. Just recognize that when you're comparing yourself and you're like, God, this person has nothing but great runs and they're awesome athletes. Like, they probably are an awesome athlete, but I promise you they have some bad runs as well. So don't stress on social media. And a good way to avoid that stress is to not compare yourself to other runners and what other runners are doing. Only compare yourself to you, you know, if you keep that in mind, you're going to continue to improve, and you're going to quiet that the ammunition or that fuel of that comparison for your hater. Another thing that I want to touch on that is new-ish to me, but is the idea of making sure that your goals are completely within your reach or within your control. And this was really solidified just recently when I talked to Terry Zacher, and she was just on the show just a few episodes ago, episode 308. But it was something that I've kind of come to a little bit more recently. And I always used to think that that's what I was doing. You know, like a goal that's not in your control is something like, I want to win a race, right? Now, if that's your goal, that's fantastic, but don't make that the only measurable goal. You know, make that, that can be the outcome, but give yourself a better goal, something that's in your control, to run a negative split, or to run an even pace, or to, you know, whatever it might be, something that you can control. Because, you know, if your goal is to win a race, somebody else, a ringer could show up, some elite could show up on a chance to get a little payday, and all of a sudden, you know, your 3 hour and 10 minute marathon doesn't look so good when somebody else can go out and jog a 2:45 to win the race. Like all of a sudden now you didn't win, so you didn't reach your goal. And you know, so again, that was never my goal, but my goals were things like time goals. I want to get such and such a time. You know, I talked about the half marathon. I want to get a 1:45. On the surface, that may seem like that's within my control, but it's really not. It's not completely within my control. You know, you can run races that are overcrowded and you get stuck and now you're going at a slower pace or even a faster pace than you want to go. And that can screw up your race. You can have weather. It can be hot and humid and miserable. It can be cold and icy and you have to slow down a little bit. It could be rainy, windy. I mean, there's a whole host of weather factors that can impact how fast you're able to finish the race. You can have stomach distress, GI issues. Like there's an endless array of things that can impact your race that all of a sudden now your finish time is not completely within your control. So, you know, when you do that, when you make a goal that's not in your complete control and then you don't hit it, it's easy to attack yourself, to be like, God, I suck. I didn't hit my goal. Even though on that particular day, you did absolutely the best you could because of weather or because of crowding or because of whatever. So picking, you know, figuring out goals like I want to, you know, like I said, what your splits want to be, you know, being able to kick hard at the end, just those types of goals are a better place to go, because then it gives your hater just a little bit less ammunition, because there's not a concrete like, oh, black and white, I wanted to be at 1:45 and I was 1:44 or 1:45:04. So clearly I didn't hit my goal. I ran a great race that day. I should have had some different goals, and then I wouldn't have had to feel bad or be upset because I missed it by 5 measly seconds. And then another thing that and kind of the last thing, I guess, or second to last thing that I want to touch on today is encourage you to encourage others. You know, there's something about getting in the habit of encouraging other people that does make it a little bit easier to maybe encourage yourself or to be positive to yourself. And I think of it, you know, and sometimes it can be, you know, it doesn't necessarily help you, but it helps the other person. So they're in a negative spiral of going, oh, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And oh, this could have been better and blah, 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 blah. And you'd be like, hey man, like, you know, you look so strong on the finish of the race today. That was just awesome. It was so inspiring to me. And that can completely shake up, you know, the fact that they didn't hit their goal or whatever that they're upset about, and help them to feel better. And if you get in the habit of doing that, you know, whether you want to believe in karma or whatever you want to, however you want to look at it, those types of things tend to come back around. So there'll be a day not too long from now when you're in a down place, a negative mindset, and you're having those types of you know, choice words with yourself maybe, and somebody else can come in and be like, oh, like what you did today in that race, or the way you pushed the pace in the workout was so awesome. It kept me going. Thank you for doing that. You know, think of it like a give a penny, take a penny. On the days that you're feeling good, give a little extra encouragement so that on the days that you're not, you can withdraw from the penny jar. You know, you can withdraw a little encouragement back, and hopefully somebody else will give it to you. And that can make all the difference. And the last thing I want to touch on today and just recognize again is that this is not an easy process. It's not easy to quiet your inner hater, especially if you've got 20, 30, 40 years of practice at being a hater. It's not going to change overnight. But what you need to start doing is practicing. Just start making it a point to say something positive to yourself. Make it a point after each run to look for a highlight, to praise yourself for something you did. Maybe it was, you know, making sure you stuck to the plan, or at least stuck to the schedule of warm up and then, you know, an interval and then a recovery run, you know, whatever it might be, whatever the workout was. Maybe it was to you know, just push yourself that day to finish strong, to mind your form, to know that you weren't having a good day, so you cut the run short. You know, which could easily be something that you could hate yourself for or hate on yourself for. But if you frame it in a way that's a positive, like, hey, you didn't have it, your form was shot, You were risking injury if you would have kept going. So you didn't. You quit. You stopped for the day. You lived to fight another day. Like, that can be something that can change the course of how you feel about yourself. And you get in the habit of doing that kind of thing, and pretty soon that hater voice is drowned out. And that positive, that love, that self-love voice is starting to creep into your mind a little bit more. So I think that's where I want to leave it today. Like I said, I'm a work in progress on this, but if it's something that you struggle with, if you're a little bit too much of a hater on yourself, some of these steps, just start working, start taking one step at a time to help help turn the tide and help change that inner voice that you hear all the time. If you want to check out the show notes for this episode or the blog post to get a little bit more information and some links and things like that, head over to disruns.com/310 and you can chew on a little bit more of written content about this same subject. So it's all about quieting your hater today, folks. And it's tough. It's tough, but a little bit, once you start getting that momentum going in the right direction, once you recognize it and start addressing it, it starts to become a little bit easier and a little bit easier and a little bit easier. And pretty soon, maybe you'll be done hating on yourself quite so much. And that's a good thing. That's a good place to be. So, that's it for today, guys. Thanks again for listening. And please let me know what I can do to support you. Shoot me a tweet at DizRun. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can always head to the show notes and let me know what I can do to support you there. Or you can let me know how you deal with the inner hater at DizRuns.com/310. So with that, y'all have a great rest of your day. If you're listening to this on Friday, September the 16th, when this episode comes out, have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever running is on your calendar. And if it's a rest weekend, man, enjoy that rest. Those weekends are good weekends to have, I promise you. And they're necessary from time to time as well. So don't hate on yourself for not running. Relax, enjoy yourself, put your feet up, have an extra drink, and get back to it next week. But whatever you got in store for this weekend, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and look forward to talking to you again in the not too distant future. But until then, guys, take care. God bless. Love y'all. And see ya.